Welcome back. I'm Guru Catherine, founder at Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal journey. And today I want to talk about blockchain for identity verification. I want to talk about the pros and the cons, what kind of power you have, and how to choose to exercise that power, what your options are in terms of your anonymity, in terms of outright doxing yourself if you feel like it, in terms of what expectations may be from your governments in the future. Let's get into it. So, identity verification is age old. This is why we have birth certificates and death certificates and announcements. It used to be announcements in the papers about weddings and engagements and things, and we have wedding certificates and car registrations and driver's licenses and voter IDs. And there's no shortage of everybody wanting to be sure who you are and what you're up to and keeping track of you. And we're at a really interesting time in history where people, on the one hand, really do want the authentic truth. And on the other hand, really do want some privacy. And that is what really makes blockchain beautiful here. And I'm going to use Geode as the example because it's the one that I know the best, obviously. So I really can't speak for other chains, but I can speak for Geode and kind of the options and how we do it. So in terms of identity verification, there are a bunch of different options, you know, that we have. And you're going to see this whole plethora of these options proliferate around the world as more governments begin using blockchain capabilities, whether they create their own and make them private or whether they use public chains. Somehow I don't see them using public chains. I just really don't. I see them making their own private chains because they want to try to control everything. But here's kind of what that looks like. So the cool part about your identity on chain can take any form from 100% anonymity to 100% out there with your legal name, address, and phone number. Don't do that. Just really don't from a security perspective, but you could if you felt like it. Your identity verification starts with your public key. Your public key is basically your account number, right? So imagine having a bank account, but it's just your account number. There's no public name on the account. Whose account is this? I don't know. You'd have to have some other method of tying that account to you specifically. Now, usually that's based on who you do business with and who you're sending money to and from, and especially when you then contact that crypto back through an exchange to trade it out for dollars. And they just sort of try to put the pieces together to figure out who you are if you were trying to track somebody who is being anonymous. But what if I wanted to use blockchain to actually verify my identity? To say, no, this is me. This is my truth. So on Geode, we have a thing called on-chain identity, where you can fill out a little form. It's super easy. Right next to your account, click the three buttons, say on-chain identity, fill out the form. Put as much or as little information as you want. But you can put your legal name. You can put, like, for example, your, you know, links to some of your social media. You can put a little bit about yourself. It's very small. It's not as extensive as, say, Geode profile app, but it is your on-chain identity, official on-chain identity. And you can set that. And from then on, anyone who sees your account online will see your name, not your account key. They will see your name instead of your public key. And when they click on it, they can see what the public key is and all the details about you that you chose to put in that form. Now, along with that, there's this concept of identity registrars. So like right now, when you sign up in different, like at a crypto exchange, they're going to make you go through a know your customer or KYC process through a third-party vendor, usually where you are, you know, holding up your driver's license to the video and showing your face, taking a picture, matching that with the driver's license, and there's a whole automated process that's happening there. Well, on-chain, it's a little bit more manual still, but there are people like me and in the future like others who bond themselves as identity registrars to review your documents and verify your identity, and they're bonded. If they screw up, they lose their coin. If they're dishonest, they lose their coin. So they're incentivized to be honest brokers and verifying identities. So that's kind of the idea. It's sort of a built-in KYC capability for verifying identity on-chain. And all of this is written, what we call written to the chain, through events. Events are simply, think of it as commentary that goes into the blocks. Blocks are full of often just transactions, but it's not just monetary transactions. It could be these events. This identity was verified, and now that is time-stamped and unchangeable. So I could use that as a verified identity for voting, for banking, for registering a vehicle, I mean, anything that you want to do that may require a verified identity. You can do that. You can do that. You can do that really, really easily on chains like Geode. Some other chains that may be more difficult or may require somebody to make an app or something like that, I don't know. But on Geode, that's easy. So then here comes the tricky bit. So governments are more and more adopting or coming to acceptance of crypto. It starts with acceptance, and then it moves to adoption. Blockchain verified identity may come hand in hand with something like a central bank digital currency or CBDC. I know. I don't like it any more than you do. Now, why do you have a visceral reaction to that? I'll tell you why. Because you understand the level of oppression that can come with it. Power corrupts, right? Absolute power corrupts, absolutely. And central bank digital currencies will corrupt those in power. So obviously it's going to depend on exactly how they write that blockchain and exactly how that code is written. It would almost certainly be a private blockchain. I just don't see governments using a public blockchain. I might be really surprised. I might be eating those words in a few years. I think you'll see plenty of governments try it. China already did. Seems to still be going. They can tie all kinds of things to it, right? It's a slippery slope going down to like social credit scores and really truly, you know, Orwellian stuff that nobody wants. And it may go in that direction. And I'm not here to tell you what to do or not do about that. You're going to have to make your own choices when it comes to that. The only thing I can really tell you about is what Geode is available for. As a truly separate economy, as an opportunity to have verified identity if you choose, anonymity if you choose, and to make those choices for yourself. It's all about freedom. So that's kind of thing, the art of the possible with verified identification on blockchain and kind of where I think it's going and the things that you can do right now. So let me know what kind of questions you have about this, what you would want to see done with it. Do you have any app ideas? Throw those my way. Do you have any questions? Where do you see it going in different parts of the world? What are you seeing? I want to know. So thanks for joining me, and I will see you on chain.